We've been sold a lie about careers. For decades, we were told to find a stable job, climb the ladder, and retire with a gold watch. But here's the reality. The average professional now changes jobs 11 times during their career. The old playbook is obsolete. Today's most valuable skill isn't what you know. It's how quickly you can learn what you don't. This shift creates both exhilarating freedom and terrifying uncertainty. The question is no longer whether you'll need to reinvent yourself, but whether you'll do it intentionally or be forced into it. Welcome to the era of the free radical, professionals who treat their careers like startups, embracing risk, iteration, and continuous evolution. Think of yourself as a startup, not metaphorically, literally. You're operating in information-poor, resource-constrained environments with fierce competition. Free radicals don't wait for organizations to chart their course. They take full ownership of their professional trajectory. They seek intrinsically rewarding work, thrive on flexibility, and view failure as data rather than defeat. This mindset recognizes a fundamental truth. All humans are entrepreneurs at their core. Creating, foraging, adapting, it's in our DNA. This isn't just about survival. It's about designing a professional life that actually matters. To thrive, develop competitive advantage, that unique combination of skills and aspirations that creates value others can't replicate. Maybe you merge psychology with data science or bring artistic creativity to technical problem solving. Build flexible plans. Plan A, your current role, Plan B, a related pivot, and Plan Z, your worst case scenario. Research shows that weak ties, those looser connections, often generate more opportunities than close relationships. Keep yourself in permanent beta, acknowledging you're always a work in progress. Here's where most people get it wrong. Follow your passion sounds inspiring, but is dangerously misleading. Few people have pre-existing passions that align with viable careers. The real path is counterintuitive. Develop rare and valuable skills first, then leverage those skills to gain the lifestyle traits that generate passion. Bill McKibben didn't start with environmental passion. He wrote hundreds of articles, honing his craft before creating The End of Nature. His passion emerged from mastery, not the other way around. The magic happens at the intersection of three factors: genuine interest, what fascinates you, key skills, your natural talents, and your opportunity stream, circumstances bringing you closer to your interests. This creates your ISO, interest, skills, opportunity. When you work within your ISO, you become potent, working with full conviction beyond short-term rewards. High achievers face a paradox. Up to 70% experience imposter syndrome. Stanford studies revealed that children praised for being smart performed 20% worse after difficulty, while those praised for effort improved by 30%. This creates two distinct approaches. The be good mindset focuses on proving ability and comparing with others, creating anxiety during challenges. The get better mindset focuses on development and self-comparison, leading to persistence despite setbacks. People with this mindset attempt 50% more challenging tasks and show 40% better problem-solving ability. To shift your mindset, give yourself permission to make mistakes. This reduces error rates by 25%. Ask for help. It increases others' perception of your competence by 40%. Compare yourself with your past performance, not others. Challenge limiting beliefs. Neuroscience confirms our brains retain plasticity for skill development at any age. You're not bad at something, you're just not good at it yet. Organizations fostering this mindset report 34% higher employee engagement and 65% stronger innovation cultures. Elite violinists practice in 90-minute sessions, typically three daily for 4.5 hours total, aligning with natural alertness cycles. The surprising finding? Sleep emerged as the second most important factor for improvement. Top performers averaged 8.5 hours daily, including afternoon naps, far exceeding the average American's 6 to 6.5 hours. Tony Schwartz transformed his writing by applying these principles. Instead of struggling all day at his desk, he now writes in precisely timed 90-minute sessions followed by intentional breaks, eating, deep breathing, running. This approach cut his book writing time in half while dramatically improving quality. Joshua Foer went from covering the USA Memory Championship as a journalist to winning it a year later. Most people reach the OK plateau when we unconsciously decide we're good enough and stop improving. What separates experts is their ability to deliberately stay out of autopilot by constantly practicing just beyond their limits and studying their failures. Unlike average performers who practice what they're already good at, experts focus on weaknesses. For those who can't dedicate 4.5 hours daily, start with 60 minutes of focused practice on a meaningful skill, preferably mornings. Most daily actions run on autopilot, an opportunity to strategically reprogram habits. Since willpower depletes with use, focus on one habit at a time for at least 1 month, maintaining consistency in time, place, and conditions. A diary amplifies this power. Research shows the top motivator is progress in meaningful work. Commit to 1 month of journaling at a consistent time and place, writing about work progress, obstacles, goals, stressors, or moments of joy. The real transformation happens through review, monthly reflection, and annual reading expose patterns in meaningful projects, forgotten ideas, personal growth, and recurring problems. This converts unconscious patterns into intentional choices, letting you actively shape your creative journey. The myth of the lonely creative genius is just that, a myth. No individual or idea flourishes in isolation. To enlist help, seek truth-telling partners who complement your strengths. Overcome reluctance to ask for assistance. Build regular collaboration structures, like bi-weekly coaching sessions, and establish accountability partnerships with clear milestones. Building resilient relationships requires social contracting, discussing how you'll work together before what needs solving. 5 foundation questions. What do you want from this relationship? Where might you need help? What made past working relationships successful? How do you behave when things go wrong? How will we manage problems? Strategic advisor Sunny Bates believes whom you surround yourself with is the single most important factor in unlocking growth potential. The biggest networking stumbling block is reluctance to ask. Approach networking with generosity rather than transactional thinking, like cultivating a diverse botanical garden rather than keeping score. Strategies include mapping admired professionals and contacting one weekly, sending professional love letters with authentic compliments, and connecting through people's passion projects rather than job titles. Imagine someone at your desk who looks like you, but slightly better, healthier, more composed, faster to act. This is the better you. They share your knowledge, but recover quicker from setbacks and resist temptations more effectively. They're not perfect, they procrastinate too, but they represent your believable possible, uncomfortable yet achievable. The better you isn't fixed. Each action creates a new version with fresh possibilities. You're not competing with yesterday's self, but with who you could be right now. In rare moments of alignment, you merge completely, becoming fully present. These moments grow more frequent as you discover even better versions. There's no limit to better. When taking risks, trust your adaptability. You'll adjust faster than expected. Act to avoid regret. People regret missed opportunities more than failures. Make small bets, since success is unpredictable. View mistakes as data and dive into uncertainty. It fuels creativity. Accept your agency. Embrace your power to make any risk succeed through persistence. Maximizing potential isn't reaching a destination, but embracing continuous growth. Those who thrive remain in permanent beta, always learning, adapting, pushing beyond current limits. The enemy isn't uncertainty, it's inertia. The better you waits right now with your next choice.